corporal punishment in schools was forbidden by law. He had gone on. Flogging was lawful as sentence of court only in one small province, Delaware, and there only for a few crimes and was rarely invoked. It was regarded as cruel and unusual punishment. Dubois had mused aloud. I do not understand objections to cruel and unusual punishment. While a judge should be benevolent in purpose, his awards should cause the criminal to suffer. Else there is no punishment, and pain is the basic mechanism built into us by millions of years of evolution, which safeguards us by warning when something threatens our survival. Why should a society refuse to use such a highly perfected survival mechanism? However, that period was loaded with pre-scientific pseudo-psychological nonsense. As for unusual, punishment must be unusual, or it serves no purpose. He then pointed his stump at another boy. What would happen if a puppy were spanked every hour?
Probably drive him crazy.
Probably. It certainly will not teach him anything. How long has it been since the principal of this school last had to switch a pupil?
I'm not sure, about 2 years. The kid that swiped,
never mind. Long enough. It means that such punishment is so unusual as to be significant, to deter, to instruct. Back to these young criminals, they probably were not spanked as babies. They certainly were not flogged for their crimes. The usual sequence was, for a first offense, a warning, a scolding, often without trial. After several offenses, a sentence of confinement, but with sentence suspended and the youngster placed on probation. A boy might be arrested many times and convicted several times before he was punished, and then it would be merely confinement with others like him, from whom he learned still more criminal habits. If he kept out of major trouble while confined, he could usually evade most of even that mild punishment, be given probation, paroled, in the jargon of the times. This incredible sequence could go on for years, while his crimes increased in frequency and viciousness, with no punishment whatever, save rare, dull but comfortable confinements. Then, suddenly, usually by law on his 18th birthday, this so-called juvenile delinquent becomes an adult criminal, and sometimes wound up in only weeks or months in a death cell awaiting execution for murder. You.